Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Whoa, what a great time I had last night. Terrific time at the opening launch there of Hooters, the private party. What a terrific space. This is going to be, I'm telling you. And I got to say, those calendar girls are some of the nicest women. So intelligent and friendly and just good darn sport. It was great because, you know, I would take my family there. It's just great. Those wings, I'm going back. Anyway, so Hooters has moved to a new location near Madison Square Garden. And it is just such a fun place to be. I had so much fun last night. The place is huge. And what's so nice is, for those of you outside New York, if you're coming to New York, Madison Square Garden, or coming to an event, here's a place you can go. You get Wi-Fi. You've got Wi-Fi there. It's huge. It's 7,000 square foot space with 240 seats, 60 high definition televisions, and a 40-foot TV wall with free Wi-Fi for guests. I mean, that is just amazing. And, of course, you know the food is terrific, too. So that's one of the things. I'll give you the exact address because it's worth checking out. I'm going back today, 155 West 33rd Street. And today is the official opening. I was there last night for the VIP party. But the official opening with a Hooters calendar girl signing photos, noon to 1:30. You want to get there and get in line because it's going to be packed. Ed Drost, who's the co-founder of the original Hooters, Marsha Posey Drost, Legacy Calendar spokesperson, Emily Phelps. Emily Phelps is, what a sweetheart. What a sweetheart. She's the centerfold. Oh, she is so nice. My son, Michael, had a great time talking to her. All these women work so hard. It's a job on top of a job. They all have further plans. As you know, many Hooters women went on to be famous. I think one is the CEO of Cinnabon. Amy Adams, I believe, was a Hooters girl. This is just a job, and they do it well. It's just they're just so nice. I like going to a restaurant where everybody's like, can I get you anything else? I'm a mom. I like to be served myself. Let me mention some of the other wonderful women there. So Emily Phelps is centerfold from Sarasota. Nicole Sigler, she's January from Atlanta. Ashley Dill, okay, she's Miss September from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nikki Osorio, she's the calendar back cover girl from Clearwater, Florida. Alicia Williams, she's the calendar girl from New York City. Okay, and it was just a great time. I can't even tell you. I know, I'm so happy I'm going back. I'm already, like, ordering the food in my head. I'm going to have the sliders and the mild wings because I can't have the spicy. But it's just so much fun. I want to encourage you to check out the new Hooters, especially if you're going to any sporting events. It's right there. You go eat first, get your Wi-Fi in, and have a beverage, and then go to your sporting event. Or if you're just catching a train, it's a great place to get caught up with your computer work, have a meal, and go. But most of all, the staff is phenomenal. Everyone. I mean, the calendar girls, spectacular. But the entire staff. I met Brittany, a shout out to Brittany there. So nice, just accommodating people and just making you feel, oh, just a relief from the big city and going in and having a good time there. So definitely a shout-out to Hooters on that level. I just want to get that in there. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is in the house. And Betty Jo will not have a show Tuesday, but you can listen to any of her shows archived. Last week was Debbie Reynolds, if you missed it. And then she's got an upcoming show following Tuesday, 4 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, which will be Katherine Hepburn. So you want to check that out. I've got a lot of people I want to promote today. This is a half-hour show, but I'm going to get everybody else. I love, you guys know, Bria Skonberg. Who does not love this talented musician? A beautiful singer, songstress, trumpet player, tours the world with the most famous musicians like Bucky Pizzarelli. Anyway, guess what, folks? She's coming to New York Thursday, the 22nd, 7 p.m. She's going to be at Joe's Pub, 425 Lafayette Street. Tickets are only $16. Amazing. Check it out, Joe's Pub. She is definitely worth seeing. And I'm going to give you a little flavor, and then we're going to talk about Word, the Spoken Word Show, which is coming up on the 21st. You could just have a whole jam-packed week in New York City. I know I'm talking fast because I'm only got a half hour, so let's have a little chilly whack cheer. Bria Skonberg playing. I dedicate this to Word and Hooters. Woo! woman, not amazing. She is just, and just the nicest woman, Bria Skonberg. You can get her CDs, check it out, Bria Skonberg. She just has played with all the greats. She's amazing. So check her out Thursday, the 22nd, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Joe's Pub, that's 425 Lafayette Street. It's right next to the Public Theater. You can call 212-967-7555. Tickets are only $16. You're going to get an amazing show with Bria Skonberg, and I'm going to play a little bit more of her later. As I said, very exciting times at the new Hooters. I just love it. I love, you know, a lot of these women, as I said, a lot of famous people came through there. And I think I was watching, what's that one, Undercover Boss, and the head of Cinnabon, former Hooters girls. But they learn business management, and they learn, it's not just, you know, the calendar thing. Most of the lovely women I talked with last night are all young ladies. One's a business major, going to marketing, and they're in college. They're hardworking people, and this is just part of what they do to pay the college bills, and that's okay with me. I especially love those Hooters wings. Anyway, I know I'm going back for lunch. Steve Mendoza, they're having a signing today. All righty. Also, what a week. So Bria is on the 22nd, okay, at Joe's Pub. On the 21st, that's Wednesday, Word, the storytelling show, People's Stories, Music, Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd. What a lineup. It's terrific. Adam Wade, Corey Kahaney, J.D. Cerna, Cindy Freeman, my apologies, Ron Brawler, Allison Grahams, and music with Afterbirth Monkey. You know I'm a fan of Afterbirth Monkey. I love them. Okay, it's a little racy what I'm going to play, but they are wonderful. Here you go. Mark Turner, love you.
I'm good. Going smart. I'm silent. The numbers. Shut up, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's Afterbirth Monkey. You know.
I'm going to hang out. Are you out?
What are you up to? Do you want to, like,
chill
with
us? Whatever.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Afterbirth Monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Roll into the bar, I'll look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just want to unwind, but don't want to be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexting is really passe. You know a better, sexier, nasty way. Because it's a quarter after two, what the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, excuse me, tease me, and please me. But you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance, it's a booty call.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex. There's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits. Listen up, cutie, if you want to get some booty, text some dirty words, make it quick, make us want to grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, Afterbirth Monkey, do you want to have sex? If you think that you're next, you want to have a chance, and it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Shit, it's my phone. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry. I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. Let me get it.
Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my God.
It's Sherry fucking fine.
That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Activation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Smear my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid, okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
I can't.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
Whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex?
That should have been dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex. There's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Afterbirth Monkey, you're going to see them at Word. That's a sidewalk cafe, bar and restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. It's just $5 suggested and one drink minimum. Okay? Also, there's one of my favorite authors, Alison Grahams. Love her. she's written a couple of really, really funny books. And The Smart Girl's Guide to Getting Even, I love that. And The Man Translator book. You want to check that out. Very, very funny stuff. Also appearing on I'm not leaving the other people out. I just don't have their info currently up on my switchboard. But comedian Corey Kahaney, you'll love her. She might be a guest on Monday. So we'll check it out, but we'll do a little comedy from Corey Kahaney here.
So I think I've been on the computer a little bit too much lately, because the other night I said to my husband, could you scroll down? Do you ever try to shop online? You think that's like, oh, that's going to be a time saver, shopping online. Right. Is it a time saver? It takes so long. And then it's like you're doing the paperwork for them. You're filling out page after page after page. And you got to fill out the address. And they don't like the way you do the address. You got to do it their way. It's a computer. Can't you put the zip code in? It can figure everything. No. They want you to scroll through their states. Because you can't, no, NY, no, that's too complicated. They want you. You have to pick. So you cheat. You ever cheat? So you go N, you try to save time, right, and then you land on Nebraska. Yeah. You know. Now I'm screaming at the computer. Oh, right, someone from Nebraska is buying $80 eye cream. Get the hell out of here.
Corey Kahaney, funny lady. So you want to check her at Word. And they're going to be telling stories, and it's a storytelling, but it's really in an entertaining way. So she won't be doing stand-up comedy per se, but a portion of her life, and that's what these people do. Alison Grahams, she also has Napoleon Was Quite Tall blog, and you want to check that out. She's just terrific. Have Wednesday, you have Thursday, you have today for the Hooters calendar signing at 12 noon, and that's free to the public. You can buy food while you're there. It's free to the public. I don't think you get a free calendar. I think you get buy the calendar, and the girls will sign it. And I call them girls, but they're all lovely, lovely, talented young women and just great ambassadors for the Hooters Club, and you want to check that out. And who else do I have that's there? I'm looking to see if I have. I don't have any J.D. Cerna. But you know what? Let's play a little Bria, because I'm glad she's back in New York. If you can go see her at Joe's Pub on the 22nd, please do. She tours the world and is just the most delightful, amazing. Check out her videos on online and YouTube. We played Chilliwack, which I love Chilliwack. Let me see what else I got for you from Bria. Okay. Did I say she plays trumpet? But this woman can belt out a song, too. Here's one. So this is the day. Kind of go with the Hooters theme, huh? Nice. Food, beautiful women, good time. Thank you. also check out Word, the storytelling show. People, Stories, Music, and Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st. Great lineup. That's the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant. Want to check it out? It's really worth seeing. You never know what celebrities you're going to see in there. Speaking of celebrities, Hooters. Oh, boy. That is my number one favorite place now to go. You know, when I go shopping at Macy's, I'm always thinking, oh, I want someplace. Like, where can I get my internet? Where can I go? I'm going to Hooters now. It's across the street, basically, right off the corner of 33rd there. Miracle on 33rd Street, they call it. And you got to check out the new Hooters. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got wings. And just the best wait staff ever. And it's going to be opening today at noon. This is the official opening, noon to 1:30. They're going to have a calendar signing event. And the ladies are nice. I believe you have to purchase the calendar, though. Okay. You can eat while you're there. But what a great location, especially for travelers. Madison Square Garden. You're coming in from Penn Station. You need to kill time. Go have something to eat. All the TV screens. Oh, my gosh. It's over 7,000 square foot space with 240 seats. 60 high-def televisions, a 40-foot TV wall, and free Wi-Fi for guests, not to mention the great food and great staff. From the waitresses on, they are a wait staff. They're just extraordinary and pleasant and lovely women. You want to check this out. Go to the It's opening today, people, 155 West 33rd Street, Hooters, Manhattan. Great. Bring the kids. It's fun. They are so nice there. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. I'll be back at Hooters. I'm going to go check it out today for the grand opening. So, everybody, I want you to go there and check it out, too. And as I said early in the show, the wait staff and the Hooters calendar girls, intelligent, so sweet, everyone. Go check them out. And you know what? I'm going to give them a musical shout-out, I think so. Okay? All right. Ed Rose and Marsha Posey Rose, here you go. Let's talk about the calendar girl. Emily Phillips, calendar centerfold, from Sarasota, Florida. Oh, yeah. Nicole Sigler, calendar January, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And Ashley Dill, oh, yes, Miss September, oh, from Chattanooga. That's Tennessee, don't you know? And Nicole Nicky Osorio, she's the back cover girl.